دا به ما بخور.
Good morning, Gene. How are you?
All right, good. Just want to let you know I'm standing by.
Well, it'll be a while, because we got to get there, then we got to load up, then we got to leave, and that's going to be about noon, I guess, and we'll probably get lunch on the way back. And I talked to Johnny last night, said we'll probably call you sometime when lunch is about to end up. That's when I'll give you a 30-minute heads up.
Hell, Roger, I think I'm going out there this morning anyway. I got a bunch of work to do, so I'll just see you then.
All right, well, we do appreciate it very much. That gravel looks good out there.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't mush down. I was out there a couple of days ago, and I didn't drive on it. I was hoping it wouldn't, you know, the ground's still kind of wet. But anyway, it might stand up good. I sure hope it does.
Me too. That was a healthy investment. How's this radio sound? I just installed it in my truck for the first time. I've never used this radio before, so I don't know anything about it. Is it doing all right?
Yeah, it's loud and clear. Plenty crisp and all that. Sounds good.
All right. Appreciate the feedback. Just want to make sure I got a good installation in it this morning. I just thought about switching it over this morning because this one does apers. The one that was in my truck didn't do apers before. That's kind of nice to have.
Yeah, well, I can understand that. Okay, well, I'll see you later today then. So you be good if you know how.
All right, Gene. Appreciate it. Appreciate all your help. W4FHJ, W4DJW. See you later.
Roger, W4FHJ out.
DJW, KO4, NUE. Good morning, Chad. Did you get my email? I think you're at the deer camp, and if you did, you might not be able to get email, but I sent you one this morning. Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it. I'm just getting ready to head to prep with the club move. Just wanted to see if you were going to be there and talk with you for a second.
You got a lot of white noise there on you.
Can you help out with the club move?
I just made noise in my truck, but I'm still not able to pick that up.
Before a walk, you came over.
We're headed out over to Easley, Pickens, Pumpkin Town, Highway 8. You know where all that is?
Yeah, so basically you're headed out to a RC airfield out there?
There's a ham radio operator that is a silent key now. He was 100 and a half years old when he passed away, and his dying wish, one of his dying wishes was, he was really into radio his whole career, his whole life, and he lived in Hawaii for a while. He did Earth, Moon, Earth, that kind of stuff. He was really into ham radio, and one of his things he said, he was a member of the Blue Ridge Club. He had moved from Hawaii to California to here. And he had a whole lot of equipment, and he willed all that equipment to the Briars Club. So we had to go get a 26-footer truck and a whole bunch of people to help out. We're headed over that way to load all that stuff up and then bring it back over to a storage facility that has been created for us over in northern Greenville County.
A little bit about that from Johnny there. Johnny was telling me about having moved some stuff there.
I had got to a better place. He said he was headed somewhere, and I never could hear it. If you hear it better than me, let me know, because I'm in kind of a noisy truck. KO4NUE, are you back, W4DJW? He must have gone down in a hole. So where are you headed out? What are you going to do today, David?
I was going to pick up some silicone for my camper. I'm going to do the ceiling on it, where the roof meets the wall. And I'm getting some other bits and pieces, and later on I'll be throwing a dumpster up. I got another dumpster on the property, my last dumpster for junk. And I'll be getting some third stone, crush and run to build the driveways and stuff.
I just finished doing up here where we're going to store our stuff, some of that big crush and run rocks. So how's it look now over there? I know that used to be an eyesore over there. You got it looking good?
Yeah, said, unfortunately, the telephone pole, the 2-inch pole that went inside for the antenna, they got hit by a tree bent up. We're taking some trees down, so I got to replace that pole there, and I got to figure out how to mount everything on that telephone pole.
The lot adjacent to you or somewhere else?
Not adjacent to it. It's actually close to the lot. It's right in the middle of the two lots.
I thought that's where that was. Well, is that the giant teardrop that you're working on, the camper?
Here goes. Silicon facility on. I'm ready to go and test out an antenna mount. And I already got the 240 solar watts of power for it now.
What's going in there?
I'm mounted with a surface tablet going in there.
And what kind of antenna?
Kind of vertical. It can be part of vertical, infed, antennas, chameleon pack, quarter pack that can clamp on the end of the camper.
This rocket to put that up?
This rocket, I got a little telephone bag and stuff, wrist rocket in it, white.
You know, it's getting camping season. Are you ready to go camping?
Done, job done today. Camper washed, and I'm going to sanitize my fresh water tanks while I'm at it.
I come across those every now and then on the internet, and I show them to Amy, and she starts asking questions. We found a Mercedes-Benz that had a camper on the back of it, a Mercedes truck that had a camper on it for $18,000, and we were both thinking, wait a minute, this thing can't be $18,000, and turns out they left the one off in front of it. It was $118,000. So we quit looking at that.
I want to look at, let's see, New Camp is a good one. They got New Camp 400 used over there at Sunny's RV. Let's see, E-Pro pickup. Oh, is it not a good camper? How much can you tow with your truck?
The end of that last one, a BMW came up on my rear end and really fast. That kind of took my attention. Say that again, that last sentence, say that again.
With your truck.
Be able to do it. This truck too little. This is a 1996 Toyota Tacoma four-cylinder automatic with overdrive. It couldn't tow, Mike. It could barely tow a trailer with your lawnmower on the back.
Yeah, the campers that I'm referring to, they weigh anywhere from, like my camper is about 2,200 pounds dry. So I'd look for a tow vehicle that can tow at least 4,000 or 5,000 pounds, just so that open up your options and stuff.
Something that was like more self-contained that we could put over in the storage facility and then use it when we needed to. They won't let us store one of those in the neighborhood. People have tried, but nobody's been able to pull it off yet. So we're kind of limited until we get tired of HOA and move out.
Nice door.
I can walk under without hitting my head, but my antenna on my car hits it when I drive in. It's about an inch lower than the height of my antenna on my trunk lid.
Half 320 would do you good, but you can't get it into the garage there. I guess a little teardrop like I have if you want to park at the house. And other than that, you have to put it in storage.
Storage stuff is going up. I guess it's because property value or something, but the price of that stuff is getting ridiculous. So anyway, it's just a dream right now. No concrete plans. Hey, how you liking that Flex 6000 series?
Okay, I really love the software. I really love that software there. The software is very nice. I'm begging them to come out with a QRP version of it that I can put in the camper and use the same software.
They'll be getting in sync with the repeater. How do they, is it a closed source or, with the previous Power SDR, you could write them and they would give you the keys to the source. Is this one completely, can you interface with it? Does it have an API? A programming API or anything like that?
Access to the API and stuff. Somebody wrote a Linux version, Linux for that. But they give you access to the API.
Okay, Have you built a program that accesses it yet?
I've been focused on virtual reality programming lately. I've been going through doing some courses on virtual reality, so I'm focused on Unity with C-sharp right now.
Let me know when you get around to it. I got a bunch of programs that interface with PowerSDR. They've got a really good interface for that one. So before I get a 6000 series, I want to make sure that they didn't take that away from you, okay? Because I really like writing my own software to communicate with their software.
Yeah, it's real good from what I've heard. It's supposedly very good. You can see the documentation up on their website. I'll have to set my Flex 6000 up on their server one day and see if you can download a trial version of that software and let you log into my radio.
I thought they did that. Yeah, since they're using that Ethernet interface, you can go across the Internet. Have you tried that? Is it slow or fast, or have you done any? Does it use a lot of bandwidth? I know on 100 megabit LAN, the old one, it could use up all of it. If you didn't have a gigabit LAN, it would only use a tenth of the network bandwidth, but on 100 megabit LAN, it would use up all of the network.
100 megabyte, and I did not see any slowdowns when I'm running the radios.
Some optimization there, that's good. Because it was kind of sloppy in PowerSDR. And it was versions of PowerSDR that worked with the Hermes radio that I'm referring to, because I don't think Flex ever built one. But for Hermes, which used the same software, that gave you Ethernet access, because it had Ethernet on it, on board, on the radio, kind of like the 6000 series. And, boy, it was a network hog.
Guys, I'm over here. Ann just left, but her sister's going to come to unlock the garage, I guess closer to 10 o'clock. But it looks like she's got everything sort of isolated. There's nothing in the house that needs to be moved. I'm kind of over here. We're sitting listening to the radio.
I'll be there. It'll be a while. I can't read my GPS right now, but it's probably at least 30 minutes away.
Me? Sir, I'd say probably 15 minutes out.
Thing I forgot was a thermos with some hot coffee and half and half.
Well, I gotta stop and get a cup. You want me to pick you up a cup of coffee too?
Kind of gentleman.
You want a biscuit?
Unfortunately, not on my diet.
Let's get a cup of coffee, cream or sugar.
Just cream for me, just make it blonde.
Before NUE, clear and in route.
I've got an interested neighbor here, she said, to watch for, and he's walking across. Let me get out and greet. We'll see you guys after you get here. This is 87LT clear.
Before DJW, just crossed over 25. David, I'll let you go. I know you got to get your silicone stuff. But anyway, good talking to you this morning. I enjoyed it. W4DJW Mobile.
Later on, KJ4 YQK Mobile.
For HKX Mobile.
Fred?
I'm coming down 25 to meet up with y'all now.
More Patrick. I wish I could say the same today, but unfortunately my plans got changed for a funeral today.
Ed, we've got a good deal of help. I had a bunch of people email me saying they were going to be there, so don't sweat it. We're going to have a good turnout.
I'll be down in the Greenwood area today, so I don't know how close I'll meet up to y'all wherever y'all are going to be today.
House of Pumpkin Town.
Keep away from where I'll be.
Turned off at 25. Are you anywhere near the turnoff yet?
Probably 2-3 miles out. I'm coming right down the mountain right now.
First right turn in 2.6 miles, so you're not too far behind me. I'm here to leave some bandwidth for anybody else who may need directions or something, not use up all the bandwidth. W4DJW Mobile.
let you know I was en route. And, Fred, take care, buddy. I'll say 73s for now. KO4HX. Clear.
Peter, just in case anybody else needs help, this is KO4NNH 73, gentlemen. KO4NNH, clear.
Dave, you still listening? This is 87LT.
Good morning, Dan. Still here.
You heard from Johnny this morning. Go ahead.
Affirmative, he called when he left the house. They've got the big truck, and he left Traverse Rest, and he's calling me on his way. Well, he left North Greenville County and headed toward Traverse Rest to pick up some more hose clamps to hold the racks together. He's afraid those racks are going to come apart when we try to lift them, so he had an idea to use hose clamps to hold them together. So he's going by Traverse Rest to pick those up, and then he's headed this way. And that was when I left the house, which was, I don't know, about 15 minutes ago, 15, 20 minutes ago.
I was just curious how he was feeling this morning, over.
Well, he always talks about his hand when it's not feeling good, the one the cat got, and he didn't say a word about it this morning, so I assume he's doing better.
Roger's been quite a journey for him. Nasty thing, cat bites. You just never know, you know, if the infection gets into a joint space or a tendon sheet, all bets are off. But anyway, now hopefully he's on the mend.
Yeah, you do. He went and got it looked at again yesterday and got it flushed out. And did you know about that?
He was headed for an MRI about 4 p.m., so they actually did take him to surgery, huh?
Yeah, I think last night he was telling me that they did do, they cleaned it all out. So he said the first thing didn't really take effect like they thought it should, so they went to phase two last night.
You know, if you want to be a surgeon, you have to be able to do four things. You have to be able to teach other surgeons, restore normal anatomy after trauma, take out tumors, and drain pus. And those are the only four things surgeons do. So I figured that's where he was headed.
Well, my hat's off to surgeons, because I don't think I could do any of those things, even after training.
I've drained pus on many an occasion, but not in the hand. If you're going to take a scalpel to a hand, you better know what you're doing.
You don't want to, I mean, you can't do without your hands. It's hard to do without your hands. You can do without some things, but hard to do without your hands.
Comment. Hey, listen, anybody listening, I am at McDonald's picking up a cup of coffee. Does anybody else need a cup of coffee? Over.
I did my limit for the day.
Okay, just wanted to check. KO4NUE, clear.
NUE in a group, 87LT. Okay, Dave, well, I'm sure we'll get to hear about all that. He's probably already doing a lot better once you get that pocket of infection out of there, then the benefit of the remaining antibiotics really can take off and start improving your condition. But typically, antibiotics will not drain a pocket of pus. It has to be drained.
They did that last night, they did what they could for that last night. So he should be doing better. I'm hoping to hear a good report from him today.
Better. You know, it's kind of like what else can happen this year. But anyway, okay. Well, I'm glad he's doing well. Last I had heard, if they'd found anything on the MRI, they were going to fix it Sunday. But it must have been substantial enough that they couldn't wait. All right. Well, I'm sitting over here in the yard. Ann's already left. She had another appointment she couldn't get out of, but her sister's supposed to be over here. I tell you what, he's got a lot of nice equipment here. He's got moon bounce. He's got all kinds of antenna. It's like a heavy-duty antenna tripod, motorized, and all kinds of stuff. So, you know, this for people, the big deal is probably going to be getting somebody to go through all of this and document what it is and look it up, maybe for auction purposes and everything for the club, look up the model numbers and download the manuals and stuff for a nice complete auction package or whatever. But anyway, we'll get her loaded up.
Put me right there. The hard part is, and I told Johnny last night, we don't want eight people standing around waiting for one person to do documentation. Not here, not today. So we'll document. He wanted to document everything as it went on, because it's going to be harder, especially if we wrap it with that shrink wrap. But that's one thing that I was wary of, is we can't have eight people standing around while one person documented. We got to figure out another way. We might have to go back and document later. But we'll play it by ear. We'll do what we can while we can, and try and get out of Ann's way as quick as possible and get everybody, not use up people's time just wasting the day, right? Use everybody for the work we can get out of them, then let them go.
It'd be different if we had all day and all tomorrow to just, like a moving van company, just have to write everything down, put a sticker on it and stuff. But today is more of a snatch and grab.
Exactly. W4DJW Mobile. I gave Johnny, I brought a handheld for Johnny so we could talk to him on the way over to the storage facility. He didn't have one for the truck that he was in. That's why he's radio silence right now, but he'll have one on the next trip.
Roger. Well, my experience in these hills around here is that, rubber ducks just don't do very well. Now, you can put one of those flexible long wire quarter waves on a handy talkie and probably hit a few repeaters, but anyway. All right, well, we'll see. You should be getting close, and we'll see you when you get here.
All right, I'm 4.7 miles from Pumpkin Town Highway, and then I turn a left on Pumpkin Town Highway, and I think I'm 8 miles from it there. Then I'll be there. Anyway, good talking to you. See you in a little bit. W4DJW Mobile.
W4DJW, Roger. Just follow your GPS. This little road, Aussie Hayes or whatever it is it seems like I run by it every time I've come over here. But, there's places to turn around. Anyway, I'm in a white MK Cruiser parked over here in the side yard up in the trees. So you probably see. So hers is the first driveway to the right after you turn. Anyway, this is 87LT. I'm clear.
I've been over there once before, so I'm thinking I can recognize it. But appreciate that anyway. W4DJW.
KK. 4NUE. KN4CHY. You still out there, Chad?
Yes, I am. Keith, KO4NUE. Stand by. I'm at the drive-thru, sir. Give me just a second. KN4CHY, KO4NUE. Go ahead, Keith.
I was wondering what McDonald's you're at, because I'm getting you on reverse. Over.
Downtown Pickens. Over.
That's a decent piece from here. Come back and give me a couple of seconds of silence and see what I got on the reverse frequency on the signal of it.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, testing. Over.
It was just barely enough to trigger the simplex cue, or whatever you want to call it. When you was first talking to Dave in route, I had you at about an S3, but now you're hitting about an S1. Over.
I'm at the bottom of the hill, too. Dave, I can't seem to find the email that had the address in it. I'm on Highway 8 headed toward Pumpkin Town. Is that the right direction? Over.
From where you're coming from, yeah, you'll be coming up. You're going south to north. I'm going north to south. But yeah, you're in the right direction.
What's the next road I need to be looking for near Pumpkin Town?
Aussie.
Go to right.
Be on your left.
Intersection at Pumpkin Town.
Down to Pumpkin Town, but I did not measure the distance going down to Pumpkin Town from there. We did, when we left there, we went down to Pumpkin Town. It seemed like we made it in about 10 minutes, but I didn't look at the distance, or, you know, I wasn't focused on it.
Okay. Keith, I didn't mean to cut you short, but I just had to get that, get in the right direction. So, KO4NUE, standing by.
Directions are more important than just, signal reports, that's for sure, over.
W4DJW, do you have the, APERS radio in your vehicle?
KO4NUE.
I've got one in mine, too, so, you might just be able to go to my, if you get lost, you can just look at mine and drive to it. Once I get there, I'm on Highway 8 headed south now.
KO4NUE, standing by.
0.6 miles away.
CHY, clear and listen.
Headed over there this morning?
Didn't know about it until started hearing y'all all chattering about it, headed that way, over.
On the email list. I've got a bad email for you then.
Internet issues. I'm waiting around for the AT&T guy to show up. Internet went down about 11 o'clock yesterday morning during work. So waiting for that guy to show up, hoping he'll fix everything. So I'll double check my email over cellular and see if I got anything.
And if I don't, then I'll have to go check into it and see if I've got your email address wrong. 2.8 miles from destination, W4DJW, mobile.
It's been a bad drive for me, and I do have as you've seen, I've got a truck and also got a utility trailer, so I could probably been of some use anyway, over.
Hey, plenty. We had a really good turnout, so I'm not thinking it's going to be that bad. As long as everybody shows up that said that they were going to show up, I think we're going to be all right.
Just the ones that are in route now should ought to cover it, that's for sure.
Awesome, radio free. I'm about 2.1 miles to destination, W4DJW.
Yep, like I said, I'm going to just hang out here and wait for the AT&T guy and listen to you guys chatter away. I tell you, I'd be interested just to see what all's there and, you know, see how old the stuff goes back and that kind of thing. Just really like looking at that kind of thing over.
Like Dan said, snatch and grab this morning. We've put it off a few times. We're a few months late on picking it up.
Gotcha. Yep, understand that too. Anyway, I'll let you go. W4DJW, KN4CHY, standing by and listen.
All right, Keith, catch you later. W4DJW Mobile.
JWKO4NUE.
Had 1 mile or 0.9 miles out. Go ahead.
I'm on Icy Hayes. What's the number?
First driveway on the right.
KO4NUE, clear.
You just passed us.
I did. That's okay. Let me turn this lanyard around. I'll be right there. KO4NUE, clear.
Fair.
I did not have Chad on reverse anymore, but you hit the reverse that time, Dave.
In the range, huh?
You were on the edge because that time you wasn't in there. KN4CHY.
Ozzie Hayes, so I'm going to go clear. W4DJW, clear.